The Wednesday Morning Conversation now as we talk all things Tomahawk Public Library with Annette Miller and Heidi O'Hare. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
So how are things at the Tomahawk Public Library?
I think fabulous right now. It's a wonderful changeover for the school year, and we've been starting all of our new programs, or I should say old ones that are coming back. And then we've also been starting our card sign-up month and asking people to come in and either show us their library card or to get a new library card so they can take care or have all the wonderful resources we have.
And speaking of that real quick, Heidi, pretty easy to get a library card.
It is. You just have to have proof of residency. And so that's pretty simple. Mm-hmm. And just bring in either your driver's license with an address on it or some type of public bill or something that has it on.
So you know they're a Tomahawk resident or in the vicinity. Excellent. So if you need a library card, now's a good time to get one here as we turn towards fall. And Annette, as Heidi mentioned, with school being in full swing, you guys kind of changed gears a little bit at the Tomahawk Public Library to the summer fun, now more of some fall fun for students and those youngsters that aren't quite in school with some of your various activities.
Right. We start up our programming again that we run during the school year. And I also do outreach once school starts. I visit several different classrooms at the public school, at St. Mary's, Head Start, Redeemer, Tomahawk Child Care. Just trying to remind everyone that the library is here and to share books and the love of reading with all of the little people that we can do that with.
And you don't enjoy that at all, do you?
Yeah. You know I do. Yeah. You know I love it. So yes, that starts up again. And then on Thursday mornings for caregivers, we have our library time, which has been in existence for many, many years. This year, we started off really well. It always is interesting to me to see who attends, and you know, it's people who stay home with their kids, or their little people, or maybe a babysitter. But generally, it's parents, a mom or a dad or both. We have a lot of grandparents who bring little people to the library program on Thursday mornings, and so it's just a time to come together to play for little people to play and interact with other kids. We do a little early literacy parts where we share a story, and we have a music time, and it's really a great program. It's a great opportunity for people who stay home with their kids to meet other people, maybe people who are new to town. There's just a lot of good that comes from that program. And then I'll let Heidi talk about Tinker Tuesday and Move It, a couple of our other school year programs.
That sounds awesome. And so the program that you mentioned, Annette, is more like during the day for kids that aren't in school quite yet, right?
Yeah, like we have, people with babies, 2-year-olds, it's first thing in the morning every Thursday from 10 to 11:30. So basically that preschool, infant preschool age.
And Heidi, what you're going to talk to us about next, your Tinker Tuesday, that's more geared for kids after school?
Yes. It starts after school every Tuesday from 3:30 to 5 o'clock, and it's for school age. So it's any child who would like to play with Legos or motorized Legos. We also have an art table for them to come in, just play and do different things. And then we also have some interesting things from the STEAM world, which is science, technology, and then engineering, art, and math. And that's where they can play with 3D pens or spheros, working on their coding skills, and then also just that imagination so that they just get different sparks and try out different things. So, and we always have a variety of things for them to try out.
Sure.
So,
and is that more or less of the children just coming in and messing around with stuff, or do you have different activities that they could do if they wanted to, or is it a little of both?
It's a little bit of a both. So some people could, for instance, have a very specific thing, we'll have like a book for them to be able to follow, or they can freestyle it. So it's kind of what the child wants to do and explore. So it's allowing them to have freedom and being able to do what interests them.
Sure, sure. That's really neat. And those STEAM activities are really becoming popular too.
Yeah, and we've been very fortunate. We've been able to receive quite a few grants so that we can have more interesting things for the kids to try out, especially when it comes to motorized Legos. That's something that's a little more expensive, but we've been able to get them and then also have them available for them now on a weekly basis. So.
That's great. Tinker Tuesday, again, that's a weekly basis on Tuesday afternoons, 3:30 until 5. And as Heidi mentioned, a wide variety of things for the kids to do after school. And that's kind of nice. The kids can study hard during the day and then do some fun stuff at the library afterwards.
Yeah.
And what was the other item that you wanted to talk about, Heidi?
Starting next month in October, on Tuesday mornings from 10 to 11:30, 12 o'clock, we'll be having Move It, Move It, Move It, which is basically we put down a large floor mat and we have some blocks that they can climb on and start to work on some of their motor skills and then also their socialization.
Okay.
You know, one thing that the last couple years have taught us is how important it is for both children that are young, whether it's infant, toddlers, or the caregivers that work with them, whether it's parents or grandparents. They have a time where they can interact and come in and be social and have a lot of fun and run around and burn off some of that energy. And going into the winter months, that'll be really important because it's a nice floor activity pace. It's fun because some of the kids start to do like somersaults or different things and, you know, jumping around and having some of that energy.
Yeah, burn that energy off.
And a good nap time then afterwards. Right. That
sounds like a great program, and you guys call it Move It, Move It, Move It, and starting October 1st, and that'll be pretty much all fall and winter long on Tuesdays?
Yep. We do it until May.
Okay.
So
until the weather gets nice so we can get back outside.
Yes.
And that's on Tuesdays from 10 to 11:30, again, at the Tomahawk Public Library in their community room, and that is a free play for young children and their caregivers. It is our Wednesday morning conversation. We're talking with Heidi and Annette from the Tomahawk Public Library about all things coming up this fall and winter. How about the Art Share program, ladies?
So it's something that we're starting out. We had something kind of going with this with teens, but we're going to be opening it up to all ages where people can share art with us, whether it's a drawing or a photograph. And so we'll have a monthly prompt, a word of expression, and then you would just show us what you feel that means or how you would like to show that to us. Mm-hmm. And you can send it to us at our in our email, and you can look on our website and download it. Or if you wanted to bring something in, we can also scan it, and then we'll take that a colored picture of it, and we're going to be displaying it at the library.
Oh, very neat. Heidi, what's the website for your library?
It is Tomahawk Public Library.
Real easy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get those websites you can't remember. That one's an easy one.
Yeah.
Annette, what's next?
Well, I guess I could talk a little bit about the virtual Lego challenge.
Okay,
That was created actually during the time of COVID when we were kind of shut down and not doing so many programs. Our assistant library director, Allison Pisto, she's really the person behind this activity. And each month, she creates a video with Lee, the Lego librarian that she has created with our 3D printer. And Lee shares a challenge. You can access that video on our website or at our Facebook page. And then whoever, you know, wants to participate, they create whatever it is that the challenge is for the month. Let's say it's like in March, it might be create a leprechaun trap, let's say. So then they create their piece, however they interpret it, and then they can submit it a picture to us at our copy email address. And then anybody who enters their creation gets put into a drawing each month for a Lego minifigure. And then at the end of the school year, whoever has participated each of the months will get into a drawing for a large...
Very cool.
It's a kind of an enlarged minifigure we call Lee the Lego Librarian. And so that's been a lot of fun for us over the past few years. And we just decided to continue it because we had really good response for it.
Yeah, I was going to ask. That seems to be would be a very popular thing for the youth.
Yeah, because they can do it at their own pace. Mm-hmm. And yeah, exactly.
Excellent. So that's the virtual Lego challenge. And again, all you have to do is go to the Tomahawk Public Library website, and you'll find that video or the Facebook page. Excuse me. And then you'll be able to be entered into a drawing when you submit your picture of your Lego creation. It's 9:46 on a WJJQ. It is our Wednesday morning conversation with Heidi and Annette from the Tomahawk Public Library. Next up on our topics that, ladies, we'd like to discuss are your reading challenges coming up. Tell me about those.
So our next one that starts in October is the Seven Wonders of the World. So we'll be looking at the Seven Wonders and kind of sharing some of the information of some recipes from that that region that that wonder is from, and then also a arts and craft from that region too. So something that represents it, like for instance, one of them is the Great Wall of China. Mm-hmm. And so then we have a arts and craft dealing with the dragon, because it has a lot to do with their mythos in that region, and then also a recipe to go with that.
Oh, very
so
cool.
There'll be a dragon that you can make, and you'll be able to pick up that item from the library, and then you can take that home. And then there's a challenge of reading, I believe it's 10 hours during that time from October 1st through November 30th.
And basically just stop in and you can find all the information about that starting on October 1 about your Seven Wonders of the World reading challenge. Very cool. 1,000 books before kindergarten.
Yes.
That's a lot of books.
You would be surprised how quickly somebody could read 1,000 books, children's picture books. Mm-hmm. If you start reading to your baby right away, which is so important and so such a wonderful thing to do for so many reasons, it can happen very easily. So we have a program that's an ongoing reading challenge. It helps them to start building their literacy skills, to develop a love of books, bonding with whoever it is sharing the books with them. Mm-hmm. So people can sign up either by coming into the library. We have the forms and the packet there all ready to go, or they can go online to our website. We have online is Beanstack, which is either you can use it through the website, or there's actually an app where you can track your reading using that that entity. So we have that available too if you're a person who prefers to do things digitally versus the paper copy. And yeah, it's a wonderful program, just a kind of a incentive to start sharing books with little people. They can earn a book. They earn a book bag when they complete. And we just can't recommend enough how important it is to share books with kids of all ages.
That must be a popular one, because it's not work, it's fun.
Well, I know if everyone thought that, I think that's what we would like everyone to think, that that it's just part of your routine, right?
Right.
So if you just consider it part of your day, wherever it is that you share books with little people, it is fun. If only everyone realized just how how fun and how important it is to their development at the same time.
1,000 books before a kindergarten reading challenge. For more information, again, you can stop by the Tomahawk Public Library, and that's sponsored by the Friends of the Tomahawk Public Library. They do a lot for you guys.
They
while
sure
we have a
do.
Moment, we should mention them too.
They sponsor the books that we purchase for that. Mm-hmm. And the book bags, and also going back up a bit, they helped us to provide snacks, and if we need any extra activities or toys or things for our library time, they've been very generous to help support that program as well. So our friends are definitely We value them, and we're so grateful for what they do for us.
And they help out by having book sales now and again, don't they?
They do, and they have one coming up in October.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anytime you help support them, you're helping support us. They all of their money go towards our programs or anything else that can help us
That you provide. Might not have funding for yet.
Yes. And it's surprising how much that can really help us with programming. They also sponsored a couple of the items this summer. So it's all those little things that they do for us to make us even better for the community at large. So
it's our Wednesday morning conversation with Heidi and Annette. Tomahawk Public Library is our topic, and we've hit on some of the fun school year programming that they have underway. One event that you guys have coming up is the Lincoln County Community Baby Shower. You'll have a booth there on October 3rd. What's that all about?
I have been a part of the Parenting Support Network of Lincoln County since its development several years ago. And this group has decided that they would like to try to provide something for expectant parents and parents whose children are, who they've had a baby in the last 18 months or so, just to kind of give them an idea of what services are available to them as new parents, or maybe it, they just don't even realize all the wonderful things that we have to offer here in Lincoln County. And so it is at the, you know, at the Merrill, at the service center, Lincoln County Service Center in Merrill, but it is countywide, and it is open to all families who live in Lincoln County. And there will be different booths there that include information about nutrition, early literacy, housing, home safety, helping with finding childcare, which we know is such a crisis right now, not just in Tomahawk, but everywhere. So, and they're going to, everybody who attends will receive a little care package. And it's a first time event. So as all first time events go, they're still not exactly sure, how it'll, all come out. But we really hope that people will take advantage, and that our Tomahawk folks will take a trip down to Merrill that afternoon, evening of October 3rd, if they are new parents or going to be parents, to take advantage of this really wonderful opportunity. And we're excited to be a part of that.
Yeah, very neat. To have all that information at your disposal in one trip is really helpful, too. You don't have to do too much research. Just show up at the Lincoln County Service Center on the 3rd of October, 3 to 6, and you'll learn all about fun stuff when you are expecting a baby or you just have a newborn.
Exactly.
It is Tomahawk Public Library. And how about we've got Halloween just around. It's hard to believe that we're talking about Halloween. But we want to make sure that we mention your not-so-scary Monday, October 30th movie marathon.
Yeah.
Sounds fun. And there's no school that day, right?
That's why we decided to, of that.
You guys aren't, you're not dumb, right?
Well, we want to provide something,
An
activity, something for the community that day. So,
and it's nice for kids to have something to do in a safe environment, too.
Exactly.
So tell me about the Not So Scary Movie Marathon.
So we were talking about this summer, and we came up with some ideas. And I know Annette has done some movies before for Halloween, and so we kind of talked about having we're going to have a couple of movies reserved.
Sure.
And then the audience that's there will vote on movies, then that's the one we'll watch. So it'll be like an audience vote on which one, and some. It's just a variety of movies that we have, and some, I don't know, anything from, it might be Scooby-Doo to, I don't know, Hocus Pocus, whatever.
Family friendly.
Yeah.
And not so scary.
Yeah.
Exactly. And do you guys have a specific time on that, or are you still working out the exact details?
We're actually starting at 10:30, and then I believe it's one's at 10:30. We'll start one at 1 o'clock, and then starting one at 3-ish.
Oh, okay.
So it might not start exactly on time. And then we also have some fun things. We'll be providing snacks, and also We also have a fun soda stream.
Cool.
We'll be doing a couple things like that. And so there'll be some tables to be able to sit at and eat, and then also some lounging area by the screen.
Very cool. And that'll lead right into trick-or-treating at the library. That's always fun. You guys enjoy seeing all the kids in the costumes,
yes.
too, don't
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a highlight.
And that's all day? Families just bring your kids in?
Yep. And adults can come, too.
Oh, perfect.
It's all day long, and then we usually have a couple things inside that you can also do so that mm-hmm. if you need to warm up or anything, you're more than welcome to. Or some people just come for to peruse and play some games or different things like that. So
awesome. Well, our time is winding down. It's Annette and Heidi, our Wednesday morning conversation, talking with the Tomahawk Public Library crew and all their fun stuff. We have a couple minutes left, though, ladies, and let's talk about some of the educational games that families can check out, take home, and then work on with their youngsters.
So I think our games is kind of a sneaky way to have education and great family time, or even grandparents checking them out mm-hmm. when someone comes to visit. So we have everything from ABCs to counting. Like one of the games that we were talking about is like count your chickens.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different things. And then there's also some games that are considered, it's called Peaceable Kingdom, where you play the game and everyone works together to do the initiative.
Okay.
So it's a little more less pressure. And so that you guys can all work together and do that. And then you have skills that you're also learning. And it's been proven that the more you work on some of those simple math skills and also the social skills of having family time and mm-hmm. talking, that's even better.
It's really important to have family time now, especially with all the technology that kids have at their disposal.
Yeah, yeah, to implement like family game mm-hmm. night where
yeah.
you use game boards and, mm-hmm. and not your screen. Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, to recap, ladies, there's a lot going on at the Tomahawk Public Library. And what's the easiest way for individuals in the area to find out about all these stuff? Website?
I would say, well, first of all, we would just like everyone to come in.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
that's the easiest way.
It's there. It's everybody who lives here. This library belongs to you. Mm-hmm. And we're here to provide services and materials and all the wonderful things that we have going on in there are for the people. And so that's the best way we can think of is for people to
right.
come in the building.
Mm-hmm.
But if they want to have information, then we would say the website and the Facebook page, both.
Mm-hmm.
So. But primarily the website.
Sure. And stopping in, Annette, speaking of that, what are your hours at the Tomahawk Public Library?
We are open Monday through Thursday, mm-hmm. 10 till 7, Friday, 10 till 5, and Saturday, 10 till 1.
Okay. So Saturday's 10 till 1 and
yep.
closed on Sunday.
Yes. Yes.
And you also have the book drop. If someone needs to drop off books, you can always do that too, right?
Exactly.
And that's 24 hours.
Okay. Well, excellent, ladies. It's been a pleasure chatting with you here this morning and finding out about all the fun activities that are underway and continue here in September, October. Check in back with us after Halloween, maybe in November, and we'll talk more about it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
All right. Sounds great. It's Heidi and Annette with the Tomahawk Public Library this morning, our Wednesday morning conversation, Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk.